Well, hello there, little chastity boy. So, you are here to do some really hard time? To show off what a good chastity boy you can be? What you can endure? How submissive you are? And how deeply you surrender to your chastity? Well, you are listening to the right recording, little boy. Because you are really going to do some seriously hard time today. Now, I hope you are locked up firmly in your chastity device, your cock nicely imprisoned. Now, if you are listening to a recording like this, you are probably quite used to wearing your cage. Maybe you're even permanently wearing it, and you already got used to the sensation of having your cock firmly imprisoned. And yet, little boy, for the rest of the day, this is going to change. You will become hyper aware of your cock being locked up, hyper aware of your cock futilely straining against the cage, desperately trying to get hard, futilely straining against the tight cage, brutally constricting it, making it impossible to get hard, because it is helplessly imprisoned in the cage, and there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is suffering the cage, being so horny, being helplessly imprisoned, because you have surrendered all control and locked your dick in a tight cage. All you can do is endure it. Endure the burning need to get hard. Endure the burning need to touch your cock, to feel your cock getting hard, being touched, being pleasured. No, you don't get any of this. All you get is frustration and need and heat, because you are doing hard time in chastity. Now don't worry, little boy. As I said before, all the effects will be gone after the next time you sleep. And yet, until then you will do seriously hard time. And the thing is, being locked in the cage can be a really evil self-reinforcing loop of pleasure and helplessness. Just think about it. The more aroused you become, the more you feel the cage restricting you, and the more it restricts you, the more helpless and controlled you feel. And the more helpless and controlled you feel, the more horny and aroused you become. And also, the more horny and aroused you become, the harder it will be to focus on anything but the sensation of your cock being locked up. And the more you focus on the sensation of your cock being locked up, the more you feel it throbbing in its cage. And of course, there's only one way to break this self-reinforcing loop of pleasure and helplessness: to get out of the cage. And yet, there's a problem, isn't it? Because you are locked in the cage. imprisoned in the cage. And there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is suffer your imprisonment while you feel your cock growing harder and harder in its cage by the minute. While you feel your arousal building. While you feel more and more helplessly imprisoned. And that's good, because you are helplessly imprisoned. You are locked in the cage. You are doing hard time. And all you can do is endure it. And I'm sure your cage is getting pretty tight right about now, isn't it? It's so tight, so restricting, as you are filled with a desire. With a desire to feel your cock growing fully hard. To touch your cock. To feel your own hand on your cock. Stroking it. Pleasuring it. Feeling it. But you can't. You are locked. You are doing hard time in chastity. There's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is suffer like a good, obedient chastity boy as you feel your awareness shifting more and more. All you focus on is the sensation of your cock being brutally, ruthlessly restrained, locked up in its tight cage, so hyper-aware of the sensation of your cock straining futilely against the cage, desperately trying to get hard. And this sensation, little chastity boy, is gonna stay with you for the rest of the day. You will stay hyper aware of your cock being restrained. And the more you try to ignore the sensation of the tight cage, the more your cock will throb in it. The more helpless you will feel. The more horny you will become. Bringing your awareness back to the tight prison around your dick, forcing you to suffer your chastity, forcing you to doing really hard time in your cage, in your prison, and there's nothing you can do about it, because you are a good submissive boy. With a completely locked up dick. Because you have surrendered control when you put your dick in a cage. And you have surrendered control when you started this file. You wanted to wear the cage. You wanted to do really hard time. And now you don't have a say about it anymore. You have to endure your imprisonment for the rest of the day and feel your cock futilely throbbing, pushing against the cage, constantly reminding you that you are locked up, that you are helpless, that you are doing hard time, that you have to suffer your cage, and there's nothing you can do about it. You are imprisoned in this cage. You are locked up. All you can do is throb in your cage and be horny and needy while you are doing your hard time. That's right. And the more you try to ignore the sensation of your throbbing cock in the cage, the more you try to distract yourself, the more aware you will become of the sensation of your cock being locked up, futilely struggling against the cage, because your cock is imprisoned and you are doing hard time today. So focus on it. Focus on the sensation of your cock throbbing in the cage, knowing this is just the beginning. This arousal, this lust, your throbbing dick in the cage, your attempts at getting hard, they're not getting away for the rest of the day. Your thoughts will always come back to the cage. Always come back to the reality of being imprisoned, being locked up, having no control over your own dick. That's right. You are doing hard time. So enjoy, little chastity boy. Because you know this is what you need. So be a good boy and say thank you for making you suffer in your cage. And then have fun being all locked up and imprisoned, doing hard time in your cage. Goodbye. Be a good chastity boy and suffer.